Welcome to a very special broadcast of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. Today, a unique broadcast, originally recorded in our television studios to help you see how God is using Leading the Way to proclaim the truth of Christ, disciple those of all maturity levels in the faith, and help persecuted brothers and sisters.
Every minute of every day, the news headlines threaten to overwhelm us. War, terror, persecution, hate. Real people experiencing real tragedy that leaves them broken, lost. But the news headlines only tell you half the story. They don't show you how God is moving, how hope is breaking through. Imagine witnessing the moment when God restores a soul, when what Satan meant for evil, God uses for good. Leading the Way is on the ground every day serving the brokenhearted in the midst of tragic conditions. We want to share with you what God is doing in the field and how He's healing, how He's redeeming. Hi, I'm Joshua Youssef, Executive Vice President of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. Right now, you're tuning into a very special Leading the Way presentation on the front lines. Each month, more than 700 forms of violence are committed against Christians, and over 300 Christians are killed for their faith. And yet, Christians around the world are saying with Paul, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." For the next half hour, we're going to show you the amazing stories that God is orchestrating on the front lines. In the places where it seems like all hope is lost, God is moving. And He has called Leading the Way and everyone partnering with us to serve as His hands and His feet, to proclaim His truth here at home and in closed countries, to disciple listeners, viewers, and brothers and sisters in Christ through field teams on the ground in some of the darkest places on earth, to help thousands of persecuted Christians, like the families you'll meet today, meeting both their spiritual and physical needs in the name of Jesus Christ. By God's grace, we are lifting up people like Samia, who has suffered intense persecution at the hands of ISIS. She shared with us, "My house was on fire, and my husband and son were killed. I didn't know what to do. I was praying that the Lord would extend His hand to me. May the Lord compensate your labor of love. You made the effort to come to us here. May the Lord reward you." The church is multiplying, and the book of Acts is being lived again. People are turning to Christ like this refugee in Lebanon. She had escaped from Aleppo with her four children, making the final trek out of Syria on foot. Her house had been destroyed and her husband was missing. In her cold, cinderblock housing, with a son burning up with fever, you would expect her to be angry at God. But watch how she reacts when our field team coordinator asks her if she would accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
We made the two-hour trek from Beirut to the Baca Valley. We were delivering warm hats and socks as winter approaches. We unexpectedly encountered a woman who had just come from Aleppo.
They were living in a house and it was wrecked. 5 or 7 hours she walked. She has four children. I told her, "You want to pray with me and accept Jesus?" She said, "Yes." And I told her, "Why you say yes?" She said, "Why would you all come to me if He didn't do this for me?" احكي يا رب يسوع بآمن إنك مت على الصليب عشاني وإني إذا آمنت فيك إلي حياة أبدية إلي حياة أبدية باسم يسوع آمين.
That woman passed from death to life before our eyes. She couldn't have said a truer word. Why would you all come to me if He didn't do this for me? God is drawing the lost to Himself, calling people out of darkness and into His marvelous light. In the face of such suffering, you might think that refugees would be hardened to the gospel. In fact, the opposite is often true. These people long for hope and the promise that they are not forgotten. And that is exactly what our Savior provides. One woman who received Christ after being displaced from her home told us this. "I am so happy. If I had not become a refugee, I would have stayed lost." It is our privilege at Leading the Way to be ministers of peace by meeting not just physical needs, but spiritual ones. One of the ways we do this is by proclaiming the Word of God 24/7 via satellite TV, the internet, radio. And our field teams stand ready to respond to all who listen and tune in to our teaching programs. They answer questions, they provide discipleship, they do all this via phone calls and email and social media and even in-person meetings. We also ensure that believers are plugged into local churches where their faith can grow by connecting them with believers on the ground. The Navigator audio player is another way that we bring good news to people. With this powerful tool, believers can navigate God's Word and cling to His promises whatever trials may come. And our navigators are often shared with the community, reaching dozens more who are in need of the truth and the hope found only in the gospel. All of our broadcasts and materials are prayerfully produced with the goal of introducing people to Jesus Christ. We hope that God will open people's eyes to see His face, like He did for this young man, Bashir. He shares, "I was raised in a very religious Muslim family, and at the age of 18, I joined the terrorist organization Hezbollah. But then I heard of a God who said, 'Love your enemies and bless those who curse you.' This was so strange to me. For all my life, I had only heard of a God who always curses people." Bashir goes on to explain that once he came to faith, he encountered Leading the Way's broadcast via satellite TV and the internet. He loves the programs available on the KingdomSat because they simply reveal who Jesus really is. And once people begin to know Christ and His love, they realize it's a love they can't live without. It's a love that gives them strength to endure any trial. We are humbled by the faith of courageous Christians that we are constantly meeting in the field. They are counting the cost of following Christ and choosing to take a stand. They are persevering in the most tragic circumstances. And we at Leading the Way and all who partner with us are doing everything we can to stand with them, to proclaim the love of Christ and the victory He has secured for all who call on His name. Let me introduce you to three more refugees who have endured unimaginable pain and loss, but who yet choose Christ and give thanks to God. Their testimonies are heartbreaking, but we take comfort in knowing that God is victorious and He is at work on the front lines, not just of these physical battles, but more pressingly on the front lines of the spiritual battles that are raging around the world.
There were about 185 families that ran away from Al-Arish and went to Ismailia. Many of them lost family members during the last month. The first lady I met, she said one night two men, they from ISIS, they just entered her house, and she said they didn't say anything. They just went directly to her husband and they killed him. They burned the whole house with her husband and son inside.
The house is on fire and my husband and son are dead. I didn't know what to do. I was praying that the Lord would extend His hand to me and stand beside me. I was alone.
The second lady we met, she said, my husband wouldn't leave. He would say, I'm Egyptian, this is my city, and I love my country, I love my people. The country is not for ISIS, it's not for Islamic parties. It's our country, and they threw a bomb on him.
When I was in the restroom, I heard a strong explosion that shook the house. I ran out and found my husband on the rug. Blood was everywhere. My daughter was devastated as her father was destroyed before her eyes.
I asked the lady if I could give her a gift. I handed her the Navigator. And I told her how it's the Word of God that's going to help her to go through all these difficulties.
We are calling this the awesomeness of God's grace.
I had the opportunity to talk with one person. He was born to a Christian family. The father was a man of God. He was shot in his head in the marketplace.
I gave him a hug and kept weeping. I couldn't stand up. I was like a baby. I was crawling in the street. I saw how my mother was devastated. So were my brothers.
He was living a dual life. He knows God is the best and he should follow God. But at the same time, he was living a worldly life. I said, why don't you decide to be for Jesus Christ, 100%? And he said, I would love to. You know, I'm blessed to witness this era in the Christian history. And I think the history will write about it later. They say, like, the book of Acts has been lived again.
I praise God for giving us the opportunity to share these stories with you. They are hard to hear, but we need to witness them. We need to know that these stories are all too common in the Middle East, where Christians are persecuted and killed in front of their loved ones, and the survivors are left homeless and alone. We need to mourn with our brothers and sisters who are taking a stand and paying the ultimate price. And we must stand with them. We cannot stay silent. For many Christians around the world, standing firm in their faith is costly. And so we at Leading the Way choose to stand with them. We are speaking out against the systematic oppression and mistreatment of Christians. Shortly after the Palm Sunday church bombings in Egypt, Dr. Michael Youssef met with leaders from Egypt and the U.S. There, they discussed how we can work together to eliminate terrorism and the ongoing persecution of Christians. Then 3 weeks later, Dr. Youssef led the invocation at the first ever World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians in Washington, D.C. There, he met with global leaders to advocate for persecuted Christians around the world and to call leaders to action for the protection of the church. Leading the Way is committed to raising awareness of the plight of Christians in danger of persecution and to helping them in their hour of need. In fact, here are a few ways that we and you have reached out to help the persecuted over the past year. We hosted a retreat for 70 Iraqi youth where 47 of them came to Christ. We have given over $1 million in grants to meet the urgent physical and spiritual needs of the persecuted church. We give glory to God for the work He is doing through Leading the Way on the front lines. The shackles of Islam are being broken, and God is growing His kingdom as we faithfully proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just listen to this testimony we received from Aceh, a region in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim population. My friends and I are all students at an Islamic boarding school, but we have believed in Jesus Christ as our living God. We have been watching the Jesus film on your channel. Please pray. There are 82 of us in all. These brave young students are entrusting their lives to Christ. Living in a country that enforces Sharia law, they could face death if their faith in Jesus was discovered. But instead of ignoring the truth of God's word, they have created a small family of believers right in the middle of their Islamic boarding school. How did these young people hear the gospel? Through one of our broadcasts on the KingdomSat. And we were able to broadcast into those closed countries and others like it because of your help. Together, we are reaping the harvest God has prepared. This past year, Leading the Way broadcasts God's word into more than a dozen closed countries where gospel access is limited and persecution is extreme. We evangelized and discipled people throughout the Muslim world, responding to over 256,000 questions, comments, and some cries for help from our viewers. As we disciple the people God brings to our ministry, whether through our broadcasts, field teams, or navigators, these new Christians are going out into their communities armed with God's word. After receiving the gift of salvation through Christ, they cannot keep silent. They feel compelled to share the good news of the grace they have received. And now God is opening doors for them, for these people that He has redeemed on the front lines of the largest refugee crisis in the history of the world, to return home to Syria and Iraq with His message of love. It is our privilege to support them as they proclaim the hope of Christ. Recently, some of our team joined a budding church in Iraq for its very first church service. In a house that was donated by a refugee who wanted to bless his hometown with the gospel, 160 men, women, and children gathered to hear a message of hope, and receive prayers for healing and restoration. Though the area lays in utter ruin and rubble, people are returning and they need the hope that this house church can offer as they rebuild. The road to reconstruction in the face of such devastation will be long and hard, but God is moving and His promises give life. As one of our team on the ground reported, "I know that one new church we saw today, built on the foundation of Christ, is a good start." The people we serve at Leading the Way have endured unspeakable evil. Many simply need the space to heal, rest, and even laugh. With this in mind, our team just held special, free events for women and youth, a retreat for women and a vacation Bible school for youth, refreshing Christians and introducing the lost to Christ. Though the women who attended our event arrived worn, weary, and wary, this retreat and others like it have proven to break down walls and heal hurting hearts as God works through the counseling, worship, and fellowship that we provide.
We are driving through a ghost town. This street, it doesn't look that there's anybody here. All doors are broken, the houses are rubbed, and there are some leftovers here and there from their furniture. Cracks in the building because of fires inside. The roads are very rough, not clean. There's no order. People are trying to start their life again. It's gonna be hard, but I think they can make it slowly but surely.
A few days ago, we were able to host ladies from these cities, that their homes are in these cities. And they just come from places like this. Looking at their homes, looking at how devastated the situation is, their homes are completely, most of them completely ruined. They're burned. It's really a blessing for us to be able to take those ladies from places like this and have them in a nice area where they enjoy the Lord. We gave them good teaching. But they said that the joy they have inside of them knowing Christ after the crisis of ISIS, they just thank the Lord because without them fleeing their cities and moving to another area, they were able to hear the word of God and then accept the Lord. Through the Help the Persecuted ministry, we were able to give them a day retreat for their children. And we were able to bring 100 kids to a big hall, and we were able to share the gospel with them, tell them about the Bible, and each child was provided with a gift Bible. Just to see the joy that they had, we also, the ministry, provided them with a meal. As a ministry, we just, you know, that's where we try to reach them. That's where we help many individual cases, you know, families with their rent, with their living expenses. We were able, you know, with the funds that we get to help them. I just want to thank you because it really means a lot, you know, for them and for us that you all are able to partner with Leading the Way, with the Ministry of Help the Persecuted, and we are able to do something to the people of Iraq.
ISIS, those people are organized to do evil. We should be organized to do good now. Life is coming back, and we should be the pioneers in doing that again.
The devastation caused by ISIS and the civil war in Syria is life-shattering. But we serve a God who brings new life. At the retreat, the women were encouraged to pray and surrender their lives, their troubles, their anxiety to God, laying their burdens at the cross. The only symbolic cross available there was the banner that was supplied by the Leading the Way crew for the event. The women chose to gather before this cross as a visual representation of the cross of Christ, where they found strength in weakness and victory in the midst of dark days. I love that God supplied that visual symbol of a hidden reality through our banner. It reminds me that God is with us in our work because it's really His work, and He cares about the details. He knows the needs of every human heart, and He provides. I'm so thankful to be a part of this ministry. Every day I get to hear how the love of God displayed in the gospel is transforming people and bringing new life, even when the headlines don't mention it. And when I hear the testimonies of the movement of God and the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm stirred to act. I want to help. I want to serve. Perhaps you feel the same way. One of our viewers from Canada recently wrote, "Thank you for presenting us with the truth, the hope, and a call to action in this chaotic and confusing time." I love that she says, "a call to action." She knows that God's people are instrumental in God's plan. We believe God is calling us to expand our efforts to reach more people with His Word. We're working to provide new resources that will prepare people to engage today's world with a biblical understanding. We will also broadcast more live programs on our 24/7 satellite channel, the KingdomSat, to engage Muslim viewers in real time. We plan to expand our field teams in the Middle East and North Africa to accommodate the growing response to these broadcasts. And to continue to help the persecuted, we plan to distribute even more funds to support Muslims coming to faith through our ministry. Everyone has their own role to play in bringing the hope of Christ to the hopeless. Not everyone can speak Arabic. Not everyone is able to travel to countries where the gospel is forbidden. Some of you at home may not be able to travel at all. We believe you can still work on the front lines with us in other ways. First, pray with us and for us, for our staff, our listeners, our viewers, and our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. Second, if God is calling you, will you partner with us? Broadcasting solid biblical teaching, giving out navigators, meeting the physical needs, and more all take resources. If you've been partnering with us already, on behalf of Leading the Way, I want to thank you. I hope this presentation has encouraged and inspired you as you see with your own eyes God at work through your generous gifts. Through your support, you are there with us, shining the light of Christ into some of the darkest places on earth. Bashir, that former Hezbollah member who is now a Christian brother, is working with us on the ground today as he shares the gospel. And he sends you this message. Please keep doing what you're doing. You may not physically be standing with us on the front lines, but you're helping us. You're being the physical hands and feet of Jesus to people. What you're doing is bearing eternal fruit. Thank you for joining us today for this special Leading the Way presentation on the front lines.
Hello, my friends. You know, when I hear the ongoing news of crises and tragedy, it can be overwhelming, and I'm sure it is to you. But what encourages me in those moments is knowing that God is at work. Through your partnership, the hope of Christ is going forth around the world. God is doing great things in spite of the darkness that surrounds us. Lost are coming to Christ. Believers are growing in their faith. The persecuted are receiving help. God has uniquely positioned Leading the Way at this critical time in history. I hope that you will consider a gift today to help me and help us as a team with this great work that God has given us. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do.
Partner with Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way today. Here's how to get in touch. The website is ltw.org. That's ltw.org. And you can also call us and speak to a ministry representative at 866-626-4356. That's 866-626-4356. In fact, we would encourage you to watch Leading the Way television this weekend. That's when you can experience what you heard today at a deeper level by seeing the emotional features from this program. So learn where to watch at ltw.org. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you for being with us. And remember, you're always invited to join Dr. Youssef next time right here when he once again passionately proclaims uncompromising truth on Leading the Way. This program is provided by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. Connect with us through our YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and all our social media networks. Learn more at ltw.org.